Sounds like Dave Goodrich is up. And it's perfect timing because my 2-year-old has stopped melting down in the background.
Excellent.
Dave, are you with us?
I'm with you.
Dave, great to see you.
Great to see you.
So can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, I am a learning experience designer at Michigan State University. And in the summers, I get the joy and privilege of teaching a 9-credit seminar in 6 weeks, which is a lot, as you can imagine.
Yeah, I can imagine it is. But we're grateful for your perspective that you're bringing to us today. So thanks for being here.
Hey, glad to be here.
So today we're talking about how to leave some structured space where learners can contribute to an online learning environment. What have you found to be effective for doing that sort of thing, opening up a course for students?
So one thing is during this 9-credit seminar session, the first 2 weeks of it is all day, every day in person. And then the last 4 weeks of it are fully online. And then we all come back together and we have a big celebration at the end. But during the first 2 weeks of it, a lot of the ways that I make room for students is just to shut up.
That's a good pregnant pause, Dave.
It's practiced. I learned to enjoy the silence. And one of my favorite assignments for the course is inspired by David Isay. It's a StoryCorps assignment where I ask them to the students to interview each other using the StoryCorps app. And we usually meet up at a mall close by to the university, and they just walk around the mall interviewing each other using that app. And it's a fun way for them to get to know each other kind of one-on-one.
Well, they're probably the only people in that mall, right?
kind of, sometimes, yeah.
No, it sounds great. I think adapting familiar forms that are publicly already pretty well known and out there is a great way to scaffold that approach. Well, what a game changer. I'm shook. Thanks so much.
Later, skater. Bye.